Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Medicine Lane, and let me tell you, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of stress and frustration. But what if I told you there's a way to handle those dips and turns with more grace, more calm? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Building resilience through emotional regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they take over your thoughts and actions, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and out of control. You know that feeling when a minor setback sends you spiraling? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of our emotions. Stoicism, this ancient philosophy, has some seriously powerful tools for mastering our emotional landscape. And trust me, these aren't just dusty old theories, they're practical strategies you can start using right now. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build that inner strength and become a rock star at handling life's ups and downs. First up, awareness. It all starts with recognizing your emotions as they arise. Don't judge them. Don't fight them. Just observe them like clouds passing by. Notice the physical sensations, the thoughts, the urges, the whole shebang. This awareness is like a superpower because it gives you space between feeling and reacting. Think of it this way. Imagine you're driving on a highway. If you slam on the brakes every time someone cuts you off, you'll end up in a crumpled mess. But if you stay aware of your surroundings and adjust your course smoothly, you're much more likely to reach your destination safely. Number 2. Reframing. This is where you shift your perspective. Think about it, are those negative thoughts really facts, or are they just interpretations? When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, is this thought actually helpful? What's another way to look at this situation? Sometimes a little reframing can make all the difference. It's like turning on a new light in a room, suddenly things look brighter and more manageable. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. This one is huge. We spend so much time worrying about things we can't change, like the weather, other people's opinions, or past events. Instead of wasting energy on that, focus your attention on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to any situation. Fourthly, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful. It simply means bringing your attention to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, savor the taste of your coffee, listen to the sounds around you, really engage with your senses. When we're mindful, we're less likely to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. And lastly, cultivate gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our entire perspective. Think about your loved ones, your health, your accomplishments, big and small. Gratitude is like a warm blanket on a cold day. It brings comfort and joy. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's feeling overwhelmed by a huge work deadline. She starts to panic, her mind races with negative thoughts, and she feels like she's drowning in stress. But then, Sarah remembers the principles we talked about today. She takes a few deep breaths, acknowledges her feelings without judgment, reframes her thoughts by focusing on what she can control, her work schedule and her efforts, and reminds herself of past successes. She even takes a moment to appreciate the support of colleagues around her. As Sarah implements these strategies, she feels her anxiety decrease. She's able to approach her workload with renewed focus and clarity. See, building resilience isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about learning to manage our emotions so they don't control us. We can still feel joy, sadness, anger, all the beautiful complexities of being human. The key is to navigate those feelings with grace and wisdom. Remember, you are capable of handling anything life throws your way. These Stoic principles are your compass, guiding you towards inner peace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these practices into your daily life, one step at a time. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little stoicism in their life. Leave a review to let me know your thoughts. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and resilience. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.